Welcome to the New Church Buccleuch. This is an audio recording of a sermon given by Pastor Mark.
Good morning again, everybody. Today we're going to talk about strong foundations. In today's climate, we are probably all affected by or know someone who's closely related to us who's been affected by crime within our house. The church has been affected by crime. And part of the resolving the issue or trying to prevent the issue is we build high walls. But in order to build a high wall, especially if you're going to build it out of brick, you need a good foundation. If we can have a good foundation, we can build a strong wall. If we have a strong wall, we can keep the criminals out. And that's what we do. Build strong walls to keep the criminals out. But it all relies on the foundation. If the foundation is cracked, or if the foundation has got holes in, or if the foundation's got impurities in, it's got too much sand in, or a pocket of sand, or a pocket of grass in it, it's going to break. And if it breaks, the wall falls down. So foundation is just as important, if not more important, than the wall itself. Our spiritual lives also need walls. And our spiritual lives also need foundations. But what are these? What is the wall and what is the foundation? If we think about trying to keep bad people out of our property, we need to keep bad things out of ourselves. We need to keep out the influences that we have around us in this world that are hurtful, that are negative. We need to keep out the things in our minds, how evil spirits come and influence our thinking and our perspective on things. We need a way to keep that out. And that way is the Lord's Word. The Lord's Word is, as it were, a wall around our lives. Because it is the Lord's Word that allows us to take a firm stand and say, I don't want that in my life. That's got to stay outside of my life. Inside these walls is the Lord. Inside of these walls is love to other people. So the Lord's Word has the power and has the strength, when we call upon the Lord's Word, to keep evils and false things outside of our lives. But the Lord's Word is only as strong, is only as powerful as our understanding of it. Right? The Lord's Word never changes, but our understanding can be shaky. Our understanding of it can have holes in it and cracks in it and impurities in it. The foundation is our understanding of the Lord's Word, and we get our understanding from what the church teaches or the doctrines of a church. So depending on the doctrine of the church or the doctrine of our lives, depending on how strong that is, depends on how strong the wall can be. Now, if we think about this in terms of the Jewish church, right? The Jewish church have the Old Testament, just like we have the Old Testament. And their teachings for the Jewish church form their foundation of the Lord's Word. But we know what they teach is different to what, say, a Catholic church will teach. The Catholic Church has its set of doctrines, its set of teachings for the church. A Protestant church has its foundation of doctrine, of teachings. And the new church also has a different set of teachings. But all of them are are centered on the Lord's word. They're trying to support the Lord's word. We're trying to understand the Lord's word, but each one offers something different. The foundation is different. Is the foundation wrong in a Jewish church? No. If we think about the Old Testament, it's a foundation. And when the Lord came, he didn't say, I come to destroy the law. He said, I came to fulfill it. He came to add more to it. If we think about a foundation that's got some holes, some missing pieces, some cracks, some impurities, the Lord's first coming, he came to fill in some of those holes, fill in some of those cracks, to take out some impurities, to strengthen the foundation upon which the Lord's word rests. Now the Lord said in his word, and it's in the scripture that we read as part of our recitation, the Lord said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you to all truth. So the Lord, in his first coming, knew that there was only so much that he could teach people. If you think about your own learning as a child, you learn a certain amount of information, and then you learn a little bit more and a little bit more. We can't take all the information at once. Same thing applies for our spiritual lives. The Lord gave the Old Testament, then he's given the New Testament. And in the new church, we believe the Lord has given us a further testament, a new teachings, further knowledge, further understanding that help not to destroy or take away what has come before, but to fill in even more gaps, fill in even more cracks, take out even more impurities, so that that foundation can be as strong as possible. I want to read to you from the book of Revelation, and you can follow along in your pew card. Reading from Revelation 21. And this is John on the Isle of Patmos. He says, Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Now we know that John's visions of heaven, those visions are describing things that the Lord has in store for each one of us, each one of our lives, for his church in this world. And there is something that the Lord is trying to give to this world. There's something that the Lord is trying to give to each one of our lives. And it's pictured by this city, compared to a bride adorned to her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. So in this description of the city coming down from heaven, the Lord is saying, there is a relationship here that I'm trying to build with people where I, the Lord, is our God and we are his people. There is a close relationship. We are together as one. Okay? That's what we all strive for. That's what we're all looking for. We're looking for that relationship with the Lord where we have strength in the Lord, where we have comfort from the Lord. All those things we wish for from the Lord and we hope for in the Lord. We want wanting heaven on earth. The story continues and he says, "And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Also, she had a great and high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels at the gates, and the names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. And now the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb." This city represents our relationship with the Lord, our spiritual life with the Lord. And the walls around this city, the great high walls, are His Word. His Word that stands there and protects us from hurtful things, protects us from evil, protects us from falsity. But that great and high wall rested on 12 foundations. There has to be foundations for us to have a relationship with the Lord. The Lord speaks about the parable of the foolish and the wise man building your house on the sand or on the rock, saying the rock is a good foundation. The Lord wants us to build our house on good foundations, our city on good foundations. So the new church, its birthday is coming up on the 19th of June. We celebrate New Church Day. We celebrate the birthday of the church. But we're not celebrating the organization. We're not celebrating the congregation of people. What we're celebrating is the end of a process. Now, I spoke about the Lord coming, or the Lord giving the Old Testament, then the Lord coming and giving the New Testament, and then the Lord saying, "I will come again to give you even more truth." In 1770, the process of giving more truth to the world had been completed. The result was many books. Now, people generally, when we speak about the second coming, generally are thinking about war and famine and destruction and the king, the Lord coming as a king in the clouds to rule over the people of this world. Now, that sounds very familiar to a people 2,000 years ago who were expecting a king to come in destruction to rule over a people in this world. Right? The Lord's birth in this world. But was that the case? Did the Lord come and rule over and destroy? No. He came as this quiet, still, small voice amongst the busyness of life to teach and to heal. And people didn't recognize Him. And it's a pity that as Christians we fall into the same error, that thinking the Lord is going to come again in this big glory and fight and destroy things in this world, when we know the kingdom of heaven is not of this world. And we miss that still small voice again, trying to teach us, trying to heal us, not to destroy things of this world, but to destroy the evils and the falsities that are in us. To build that strong wall in us, built on a foundation. And this is the foundation. The things of the Lord's Word, the Old Testament, the New Testament, and further teachings that we call the teachings for the new church. Every Sunday, you hear me say, the teachings for the new church. You'll hear me quote from books like this one, true Christianity or divine providence or heaven and hell or secrets of heaven. All of those are teachings for a new church, teachings for the new Jerusalem. The city that we see coming out of heaven is an image of what the Lord has given to this world already. Right? The possibility He has given to the world already. It's there for us to take it. It's there for us to live it. I want to read to you from the teachings for the new church, from this book, True Christianity. You can follow along in your pew card. As everyone knows, the church depends on its body of teaching, and its body of teaching is based on the Word. Nevertheless, it is not the body of teaching itself, but its integrity and its purity. Okay, so the Lord, what is the Lord after? He's after an understanding of the Lord's Word, a teaching of the Lord's Word that is as clear as possible, that is as full as possible, that fills as many holes as possible in our foundation. And therefore, an understanding of the Word that forms the church. Okay, so the church, we're not talking about the building, we're not talking about the organization, we're talking about each one of us. The Lord's church is built and formed within each one of us when we take what is true from the Lord's Word and we live it in our lives, and the Lord then is able to give us a love for doing that. He's able to bring goodness out of the actions that we are performing. Not of our doing, but out of the Lord's doing and out of the Lord's guidance. So that the church is formed in us by our understanding, and our understanding is from the body of teachings. And the clearer, the fuller it is, the more opportunity there is to build a stronger church in us. The church in miniature that is in us as individuals is also formed and established not by a body of teachings, but by our faith and by our living our faith. The church is formed when we trust that what we are reading, what we are learning is true. What is faith? But trusting that this is true, that this is from the Lord. When we trust it, then we live it. If we trust something and we say, this is for my life, then we should live it, right? So living according to our faith. Likewise, what forms and establishes the church in miniature in any of us is not the Word. It is the faith based on a true perception and a life based on good actions that, and this is what I want to highlight today, we individually draw from the Word and apply to ourselves. We can have all the books in the world, right? We can have all the books in the Old Testament, all the books in the New Testament, all the books of the New Church, of what the New Church teaches. We can have all those books, but it is not the Word that forms the church in us. It is our going to the Word individually. Right? So then that says, my work as pastor is only just the beginning of your journey. You come to church, you hear something from me, and then you go home and you individually draw from the Lord's Word. You do your own study. You do your own reading, whether it's from the Old Testament, whether it's from the New Testament, whether it's from the teachings for the new church. Drawing for yourself from the Lord's Word and applying it to ourselves. Judgment is not for judging other people. Judgment is for judging ourselves. This is what the Lord's Word teaches. Can I judge my life according to what the Lord's Word teaches? Right? The Lord's word is that strong wall. But we need a strong and full foundation. The Old Testament is the start. And the New Testament fills in some of the gaps and some of the cracks. And the teachings for the new church fill in even more of the cracks and the holes and takes out impurities. So that we have the strongest possible foundation from which to draw the knowledge and understanding of the Lord so that we can apply it to our life. So this is our mission as a new church. To spread as much of the teachings that the Lord has to give. Every week, you have a couple of extracts from the Lord's Word and from the teachings for the new church that you can take home and you can study further. You can think about it further. But we also at the bottom always give places where you can go further. Download electronic book or search online. Right? Because it's important for you to engage in reading the Lord's Word for yourself so that you can judge yourself, so that you can apply it and live a heavenly life, making those walls in your life strong from a strong foundation. Amen. To the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.